Elizabeth Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Ladies and gents, breaking news. And first time you're hearing this on Smart FM, on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show, we can now say this. April of next year, Dire Rise, the legends that are Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, OMD, are coming back to South Africa. And joining us on the line, frontman Andy McCluskey. Andy, good day, sir.
Greetings. We are so excited to be finally coming back to South Africa.
Indeed. I'm still recovering from a weekend. I was going to ask you, were you at the Merseyside Derby?
No, I was not. They are like getting the golden ticket in a Willy Wonka chocolate factory, the Merseyside Derbies. But I was very happy that Liverpool won.
Absolutely.
I'm a Red, so
me too.
It's all good. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Fiercely competitive.
Then the Springboks showed England have to play 80 minutes of rugby and not just 75.
It is the talk of town in South Africa, but needless to say, that changes today because the talk of town is that you are coming back to South Africa, and it's exciting because at the same time, I know that we're getting the Greatest Hits tour, but it's at a time where you launch a different tour, and I've been following the tour, you know, the tour dates rather that you've got planned for early on next year, Bauhaus Staircase, which is due for release in less than a week, the full album, and I'm super excited because it's been a while, I think. And I'm trying to remember, you know, having tracked the band's history, when last I was excited about an album. What's the sentiment like? Are you getting the response? I've seen the video has had great views. Are the OMD fans excited?
They seem to be, and the great thing now is that we're so close. We've seen a lot of the long lead press reviews, and it is getting constantly 4 and 5 star reviews,
yeah.
And people are raving about it, and so it's great. You know, it's hard to remain objective when you've spent 3 years making an album.
Sure.
You think you've done your best, you try to trust your editorial control, but it's a great relief when, you know, a lot of the interviews I've started in the last few weeks, the journalists start by saying, "What a great album you've made." I think, well, the interview's going to go well now, isn't it?
But it is. I mean, you know, you've been there when, and I don't want to say it hasn't been great, but when the reviews have been, well, Andy, you're veering, what are you guys doing at the moment? It's almost like it's a project that you've shelved and you've waited and waited and you've procrastinated and you've meant to get round to it. It's been in the shed for a while, and you were waiting. And I read, you know, about the boredom setting in during COVID and during lockdown, where you've kindly gone, okay, you kind of, well, is now the right time? Let's take it out and let's have a look. And you can just sense that there was a part of you being alone in the process of creating what is a great work of art. It's wonderful to listen to. It's almost like a part of you went back to the beginning and kind of evolved the sound of the band. And you can correct me if I'm wrong. This is just my interpretation of it. Evolved the sound to what, if we jumped 45 years from the beginning of OMD, and it's weird saying 45 years. I'm looking at a picture of a man on the other side that doesn't look like he's had 45 years in the toughest industry on earth. And here we are.
It's not that tough, but still.
45 years later, with a sound that is clearly iconic OMD.
Well, thank you. You should write our press releases. I'm loving this. You know, Ryan, it's when we reformed, we promised ourselves that we were going to do this like when we were kids again. We were only going to release stuff when we were ready. We were going to put all the energy in, all of the kind of, we always start experimental, but we trust ourselves that it'll work up to something that, because it starts experimental, it has a unique sound, but it'll always have a melody and a good lyric on it. Mm. And yeah, what people are saying about this album is they're saying, like, how does it sound like you're 22 years old again? How has it got that energy? It sounds obviously like Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark,
yes,
but not a pastiche of yourselves.
Correct.
It's got a new, very vibrant, electronic,
absolutely,
modern sound. So you know, and this is not me talking, it's not being me egotistical, this is what people are saying back to us. And I like that because, you know, if you're going to release an album, it should sound like you've got energy. It should sound like you care. You shouldn't just be going, I'm singing another song because I have to release an album, but I've got nothing to sing about.
Spot on. And I think that appeal now to a younger generation, I mean, we know what the world of music has in store. We're a commercial radio station. We play all the big hits all the time. The competitive world out there releasing an album and putting it into that space and going, will we slightly get, you know, the younger demographic tuning in going, this is for me? But when you visually see how you've put, you know, the album together, it's a masterpiece. It really is. Not only just to listen to, but you, I think you to experience it properly. You're gonna, and if you're listening to this interview, go and have a look at the YouTube video on Bauhaus Staircase. It is a visual masterpiece. It's just a good all round energy. We could possibly spend the rest of this interview talking just about the new material, but I know a lot of people are excited the fact that the back catalogue is one that'll keep Capetonians, you know, on their seat, parting up a storm come April of 2024.
The problem we have, and it's a beautiful problem to have, is that we've got a whole hatful of hit singles that we just have to play live. So we will bring a few of the new tracks with us because it's a nice to have a flavor of a new album. But, you know, one thing I discovered when I came in the 90s when the embargo was lifted was just how popular we were in South Africa. Absolutely. And how many people knew so many songs. And so, yeah, we're going to have to cram all those hits in as well as play a few new ones. And I expect the crowd to get off their seats and start partying as soon as we come on stage. If they don't, I'll have words with them.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I was there fortunately enough in, I think, 95, again in 2012. So this, it seems like every decade we get a visit from you. And I hope that things have changed.
It needs to be more often.
It needs
than
to
that,
be more it? Often than every decade, Andy, please.
No, we're excited. I mean, you know, we've been asking our agent to find promoters who wanted to take us.
Yes.
Obviously, the previous 3 years, COVID kind of messed things up. But we are buzzing to come over again. It's been far too long. And I promise it won't be another 12 years after we've done this one.
Andy, do you get much time to have a glass of the local produce here, a glass of something fine from the Stellenbosch wineries or the likes when you're on tour?
You know, when we first came over in the mid-90s, we did this crazy tour where normally we do 3 days on and 1 day off. This was the other way around. We did one gig, and then so we went, Cape Town, what are we going to do now? Wine tour. You know, Joburg, what are we now going to do? 3 day safari. You know, it's, and I fully intend to replenish the wine stocks that I demolished very quickly after I got back last time. But I'm also, because I haven't been to South Africa, I'm having a holiday. I'm coming down early and I'm leaving late and I'm going to stay as long as I can because
beautiful.
We don't have any more gigs until September next year. So maybe just come on holiday for 4 months. You won't get rid of me. I'll be hanging around the station bugging you.
I tell you what, if the pound keeps doing this to the rand at the moment, you only have to bring 10 quid. You'll have the best holiday of your life.
Do you know what? It's nice that the pound's doing okay against somebody's currency because it's not doing greatly to everybody else's, but still.
Andy, I can't wait for April. By the way, folks, breakoutevents.co.za. Go visit the tour dates and go and see them. But get your tickets. It's going to sell out. I can tell you that much. To see the legends that are OMD live in Cape Town yet again, folks, is just something special. Andy, I'm watching the next week with much anticipation. I wish you all the best. I know it doesn't stop here. The circus, as it were, continues. The media is nonstop. I think this is a goodie. I think this is going to bring a whole lot of new fans to the OMD stable. And I wish you everything of the best of success to you and the band for the upcoming album launch.
Ryan, that is great. It's a busy but exciting week, and we will see where everything lands on the 27th, and we're looking forward to coming to see you guys in April.
Cannot wait. Tickets go on sale October 25. Ladies and gents, that will be tomorrow, by the way. OMD's SA tour dates are available. Get your tickets. You do not want to miss out. The best band, and if you think I'm lying, go and have a look at the recent tours that OMD have done on stage. The energy is out. outrageous. Andy, I, you know, in this day and modern era of taking energy drinks and to keep yourself going, the band has got so much stage presence and energy. I can't wait to see that again in April of next year.
Thank you. I mean, believe me, my dancing is quite idiosyncratic. I can't stop even at my age. But I say to people, I go into a shamanistic trance. That's my excuse. But you know what? The way I dance gives everybody in the audience carte blanche to that, because they can't dance any worse than I do. And I just have to get fit. That's the main thing. I need to go swimming and gymming and cycling, because it takes a lot out of me to dance that crazily. But I expect the audience to give it back. The great thing is, you pour the energy off the stage, but it comes back times two. Oh. So it just grows, you know.
Can't wait. Andy McCluskey, thanks for your time, sir. Enjoy the rest of the what this year has in store for OMD, and we can't wait to see you in April, mate.
Thank you very much. See you soon. Bye.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connell Breakfast Show.